Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. As we step into this first part of 2025, things feel different energetically. After the slow, heavier pace that went with the energies of 2024, it was a year that seemed to focus on just revisiting old ground all the time and clearing out what wasn't working or worth the burden of carrying it further on into the future. Well, now, thankfully, we're beginning to see some much needed movement. It's subtle, but it's real. For many of us, there is a sense of progress at last, or a whiff of it. It's not quite an acceleration. It's more like whatever has held you in a stuckness energy has begun to release off, and now it's like the momentum is beginning to pick up at last. After such a long while feeling that the energy wouldn't move in 2024, and with an opportunity to finally move forward now that we're just on that first part of 2025, I'm hearing that many people aren't quite sure how to step into the energies of 2025 fully yet. So let me reassure you, there's no wrong place to be right now. Everyone's timing is going to be different with this, and that's okay. If you're feeling then that you want to move forward, navigate onward, then I'm hoping that I've got some clues today on my show that are going to give you a bit more confidence about making those right choices that are on offer at the moment to you. This is most definitely a navigation phase. Sometimes you're going to realise that you are on course, heading towards wherever it is that you feel your future is asking you to travel towards. And sometimes you're going to realise that you're drifted off course. And this navigation means that rather than you making hard and fast choices or judging yourself or anything else, what you do is you simply acknowledge that you've drifted off course a bit. And actually now it's time to make a conscious choice to navigate back on course again. So looking back, I remember feeling the first signs of this particular change in the energy fields late last year, maybe around early November. It wasn't loud or obvious, some shifts are, and this certainly wasn't like that. So I decided I was just going to watch the grids, the energy grids, to see if the release, this change, really was a change and not just a kind of a ripple that was moving through. I think it's safe to say now, after observing it for this amount of time, that it was November that the first start of this change began, and it was a subtle opening of a kind of portal. Now, I really do now have a sense that things are starting to loosen up and move forward. And so if you've been someone who feels like they've been in a holding pattern for a while, just waiting to be able to step forward, then I think that this phase may suit you very much. So this phase of 2025 energetically is about using tools, two in particular. One is acceptance as a vibration, and the other is being open to reflection and then seeing what our inner self is telling us. To navigate the energy of this time, we want to feel grounded and aligned, absolutely out of judgment, absolutely out of reactions. There's no need to be hurried or rushing or forcing anything at all. This navigation is about focusing on taking small, meaningful steps. Small, meaningful, right-centered, right-choiced steps, if I can say that, that feel absolutely correct for you. All you have to do is the next right step. That's all. You don't have to do anything more than that. Even if you know where you're hoping to navigate towards, what I'd like is for you to use acceptance and reflection, the vibrations of both of those, in order to align you and draw you along into that portal and then in through and to whatever is waiting for you on the other side of it. So the energy of this moment in 2025, right at the beginning, here we are, it's inviting you to start moving forward. It's not about being rushed or frantic. This, as I've said before, is a navigation. Navigation means taking thoughtful, meaningful steps, always with an eye towards a beneficial trajectory, rather than being propelled towards an ultimate goal. So for this part of the year, then, it feels like it's asking us to check in on ourselves, check in where we are, what we've learnt, and then use that awareness to begin making changes that align us with where we want to go as we begin to slowly, steadily progress again. So two key themes, and I'm going to share those with you. They're acceptance and reflection. As I've already said, they seem to be the qualities that help people navigate this phase from what I've been observing. And not only do they help people navigate it, but they're helping to navigate it more smoothly. I thought I'd take a much deeper dive into them today with you. So let's have a look at acceptance first. Acceptance is about honesty. It's about honesty with yourself about where you've been and where you are now. Perhaps really the most important aspect of navigating the energy at this precise time is accepting where you are now. Not where you have been or where you wish to be, but where you are right in this present moment. At that point, you can fully accept where you are and you'll have an honest view of what could come next if you wish to allow it. It's not about blaming yourself for what hasn't worked out or pretending things are fine when they haven't been or perhaps they still aren't. It's about seeing things as they are in this moment, honestly, so you can decide what you would choose to do next. You'll be responding to the call of a new future this way, rather than reacting from a memory of the past. This type of reactivity, I talk to clients a lot about it in our sessions, because reactivity pulls you back into the past. It's like it magnetically holds you back where you no longer wish to be. And when you're pulled back, you can't actually respond. You can only react to something, some sort of awareness you already have. Acceptance, especially when you're honest about it, it can feel uncomfortable in some ways, and there will be bits of acceptance that you feel, well, but I want to accept my situation as I am now, but I really don't want to let go of that. I don't feel I've worked on it enough, or I'm ready to complete with that, or I'm ready to forgive and move on, you know. But it's acceptance in this energy, this energetic trend, that's the doorway. It's going to enable you to make new choices, and then that brings the inevitable growth or progress that you dream is possible for you. I think without acceptance, it's easy to get stuck trying to change things that happened in the past that could have absolutely no bearing on your future. I'm not denying things that have happened to you, but if you can accept that is something that has happened without it becoming your story, without that story writing your future, it has written your past, but it's not necessarily written your present or your future. If you allow it to write your future, then you'll get stuck. And part of the stuckness is that there'll be a place of inner resistance that you don't want to accept and move on. You want to stay reactive and preconditioned. But when you get smart, and you can unconditionally get smart, you can find a place of acceptance as much as you can accept as possible in this time. Acceptance of where you truly are in this moment, even if it's not where you want to be right now. Because what happens is when you can accept where you have been and that it's just brought you to this place, and you accept that that does not have to be the place it takes you in the future, you then create all this space for all that can become. From there, you can start to make decisions that feel right for you now and moving forwards, rather than now and moving backwards in the past. When you accept unconditionally, you also then make space for a different kind of menu of choices, a different response from you, which could then lead to a different outcome. And so this is very much the energy of the time. So just so I put it a little bit in perspective again, responses are a call. They're a call towards a better future that is already open-armed and waiting for you. I always say to my clients, imagine your future self is waiting for you in the future with open arms to congratulate you for the choices that you made that brought you to that place, all right? Responses are a call towards a better future self that's already open-armed and waiting for you. Reactions, however, are the pull of a past self that held you where you have been and where you may no longer want to be. The other of the energy vibrations, the trends at the moment, is about reflection. It's another of the themes that's really coming through strongly on the grids at the moment. At first, I thought this might be a form of mirroring, but it's not. This type of reflection is how life is showing you what you need to pay attention to right now. And sometimes it's really obvious, like when there's a huge challenge and you've been avoiding it and suddenly it becomes so critical that it's impossible to ignore. And other times it's quieter and showing up in the patterns of your interactions or the situations and circumstances you find yourself in. So the reflection of this time is the much more subtle version. So you need to watch for it. This reflection isn't about pointing out to you what's wrong. It's more about demonstrating that the energy fields around you are subtly describing to you what needs attention. That's why I think it's a reflection rather than a mirroring, because mirroring tends to be a little bit more about how you feel on the inside and projecting that onto the places and spaces and people around you. At least that's a very simplistic version of it. But reflection is a tool that helps you to align with what is most beneficial for you in this moment. And it's a form of, I think, messaging from our guides and helpers so that you can start to work with these reflections, because they will then set you in motion and put you on a trajectory so that you'll be on the right path. I suppose this reflection I'm interpreting as a guidance system of sorts. So as I said before, this is much more subtle than mirroring can be. This type of reflection is where our outer world in some ways is demonstrating our vibration, our inner vibration. All right. And it's demonstrating which specific vibrations in our energy fields don't need attention and also which ones might do with a bit of attention. So if you're feeling unsupported, it might be worth asking yourself if you have been open to supporting others when they have asked for help. It doesn't matter who started it. You know, are you open to supporting others when they ask for help? So if others do ask you for help, how do you respond? I mean, do you think they're weak or they should be able to do it themselves? Do you judge them negatively in some way? Because does that affect how you feel about yourself when you want to ask for help or you offer help? When people are respectful of you, do you feel that is something that you're being towards them? Is your home a mess, right? You're climbing over stuff. Well, perhaps your home wants to work with you on some of your inner organisation, your inner sorting out, the stuff on the inside of you, the stories that are active in you, that if they could be quietened, if that voice could be silent for a while, that you have the opportunity to be able to move unimpeded. You wouldn't feel like there were hurdles and blocks all over the place. I've seen this showing up when I've spoken to some shopkeepers, when customers are being slow to pay them. You know, and when I ask, well, are you paying off your own suppliers? Have you been making sure that any of your own personal credit card debts are completely cleared? Or, you know, are they cleared on time? It's interesting because they're saying, well, actually, no, funnily enough. It doesn't matter who started it, who was first and what came next. It's as if there is something showing up on the outside of the energy field that's directing them to reflect upon something that is easy for them to change. If you are not available, then others are not available to you, right? If you are not giving and contributing to others, are they not giving and contributing to you? This is it in the most simplest of terms. It's an energetic reflection. If you're loving towards others, are they loving towards you? If you're compassionate towards others, are they compassionate towards you? These are reflections and they show us what's working in our energy field and what needs potentially to be changed in our energy field or built upon. I think this is mainly in a manifestation field that I'm finding this, not exclusively, but it's mainly in the manifestation field. I would say it also comes into the spins. So you can see the spins in the chakras in the palms of each of the hands. These are the receiving and accepting, and this is the contribution and gifting. So as soon as you pay your bills promptly, in this particular energy, money owed to you or that you're wishing for is likely to arrive. If you pay your bills early, money will turn up early. I know it's not just about money, but it's easy to use it as an example. If you would like to grow some part of your life, then help others to grow some part of theirs. If you want your dreams to become a reality, help others to have it so that their dreams become a reality for them. This is a really easy to navigate energy field. Whatever it is you want more of, or whatever it is you lack, provide more of it to others and respond to others who call for whatever it is that you're lacking, and then it will become provided to you. Even if all you can manage is whatever the response is in its simplest or smallest of form, right? So if you feel at the moment you haven't got much money, for even if you can find just a few pennies in order to put in a charity box, what this does is it shows willing. It changes the vibration in your manifestation field. The energy of this phase then, it reflects back whatever it is that's reflected from you outwardly, and it enables a momentum to build and responses to flow. and those responses magnetically pull you towards the thing that answers whatever it is your desire is for the next right step. And this is how it shows you how to navigate this energetic phase. Acceptance and reflection can be uncomfortable at times, as it means we have to make a choice to make the first move. But they're not meant to make you feel stuck or overwhelmed, or they're not punitive, they're not there as a punishment, or that you have, you know, amplify that you've not been treated fairly and yet you have to accept that. This isn't what this is about. These are navigational tools. So if you want to navigate out of a space of lack, if you want to navigate out of a place where you don't feel like you get the assistance you need, if you want to navigate out of a place where you feel like you've got no momentum and you can't move, then you need to choose whatever it is that's been reflected towards you and accept that if you're prepared to make the first move in this moment, then what you will do is you step into the energy of the time. What matters is this moment. It's like the universe and your guides and your helpers are showing you what you need to do next in order to move forward and achieve the successes for 2025 that you're hoping for. All you have to do is to choose to respond to it rather than to react to it. And the more you work with the themes that you are given, accepting where you are, reflecting on what your energy field and life around you is showing you, then all you need to do is to do as much as you can do to then be pulled magnetically forward into the arms of your future self that's waiting for you so enthusiastically. It's really easy. Try it, because it will navigate you to whatever you want to achieve that's ahead of you. I think that this part of the year feels like such an opportunity for us, so many of us who needed a new beginning or an opening, so that rather than being in that holding pattern of 2024, we could actually start moving. It's an opportunity, I think, to set the tone for what comes next. I don't know what's coming next, but what I do know is that this is an opportunity to set the tone for it, to start moving towards what feels more meaningful and aligned for you this year. So no matter where you are in the process, remember that small intentional steps can make all the difference at this point. Let yourself take the time you need and trust that even the smallest of contributions can lead to much more significant growth and navigation over time.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Now, the planet herself has been in the midst of her own transformation for a while now. She is purging her land masses. It's part of her own ascension, and like all ascensions, shadows are compelled to rise and be transmuted to something else. So the Earth's vibration is speeding up, and the faster vibrations tend to be the higher vibrations, like love, compassion, forgiveness, you know, and the slower vibrations, they tend to be associated with things like guilt and fear and shame and disconnection. All right. So the planet herself is going through an ascension. Her vibration is naturally increasing. And as it increases, then the slower vibrations are compelled to rise. They're transmuted to something else as well. And these lower vibrations, we often know them as shadows. So the planet's own shadows are related, I believe. I've been looking at this for the last year or so. And I think the shadows that she's working on are related to any corruption of innocence that has taken place on her land masses. She is purging, and she purges and she cleanses. And then she gives herself the opportunity for much needed recovery and healing from that corrupted state. Her land masses are purging and revealing whatever the corruption was that took place on that land mass. And then she uses her elements of water and air and fire and earth to come in and cleanse and make way for healing to take place. And as the earth, she moves through these cycles of cleansing and renewal, well, we're being asked to do the same. And so as we explore this first phase of 2025, it's worth really acknowledging not only how personal this journey is for each of us, but also that the shifts that are taking place on the planet, the shifts that we are experiencing, well, they aren't only happening in isolation. They're deeply tied to the collective energy on the planet. And so how they unfold will depend on where you are. Plus, they will depend on where the collective is. It will depend on what you've been working through, as well as what's going on and what the collective is working through around you. So we're all stepping into this acceptance and reflection phase, and we're all doing it individually, but we're also all doing it at the same time. I think one thing that really stands out about this period is how clearly the energy supports movement. Even if it feels really slow or uncertain, there's a deeper momentum at work. And if you're prepared to make any sort of motion or movement in the direction you want to go, then the energy will sweep in and it will really support you. So for those of you that have already stepped into this flow, the sense of acceleration may start to feel a bit exhilarating. It might feel a bit overwhelming after the inertia of 2024. For others, it might still feel like you are waiting for the right moment to move. Don't worry if you are waiting. Your turn to be called forward will be coming. So I've started to see with some of my clients that some that felt very, very stuck towards the end of 2024, many of them are now on the move. It's like they've been called forward. There are still clients that I speak to. There are many people also that I observe that still seem to be in that holding pattern. And I wonder whether if it's you, if you still feel as if you're in that holding pattern, whether you might choose to just assume that the energy is waiting for you to step into that acceptance and also into that reflective state of being. And that might be enough to actually open whatever your portal is to enable you to move forward, to navigate forward. It doesn't matter, from my point of view, whether or not you're already on the move or whether you're about to be called to move. This isn't about that kind of comparison, because each person will navigate forward, will get into motion at the time that's perfect for them. Trust the timing of your own process. If you feel that you would like to move things forward, if you feel that it's time for you to step into and use acceptance and reflection as a way to get the ball moving, do it. If you feel that you are a bit stuck at the moment and you're still not quite sure about moving forward, stay exactly where you are. And if you feel like you're already on the move and you're not quite sure about how you take the next step in the right direction, just navigate this. All you need to do is take the next right step. No one is truly stuck, even if they feel that they are. So even when it feels like nothing's changing, subtle shifts are happening beneath the surface. I just wanted to make sure that I included that point. So the work you've done, whether it's been around healing or clearing old patterns or simply getting through the day, I had a few days like that last year, that has actually laid the groundwork for what's beginning to emerge now. This phase then, this energetic phase at the beginning of 2025, it's about building on that foundation and then moving or being ready to move one step at a time.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
I love working with the vibration of acceptance because it allows you to meet yourself where you are. Without acceptance, it's easy to fall into frustrations or judgments or being self-critical of yourself or others that are around you. And that actually makes it harder to move forward. When you can look at your life and the events in it and the relationships in it and the circumstances in it honestly, and acknowledges the challenges that you faced, the progress that you've made, it really creates space for real change to happen. If you've been feeling stuck in a particular area, whether it's your work or health or money or relationships or your own sense of purpose or whatever else, acceptance might look like taking a moment to say to yourself, actually, this is where I am right now. Not judging it or expecting more from yourself, but just saying, you know, I accept this is where I am right now. So this is the place where I will begin. It doesn't mean you're giving up on what you want. It doesn't mean that you're settling for less. It's not about denying anything from your past that has taken place. It simply means that you're choosing to see the situation in this moment clearly in the now, and that you're choosing to gift yourself a fresh perspective, a fresh pair of eyes, in order to navigate where you're going to go to next. From that place of acceptance, you can start to ask yourself some questions like, what's the next small step I can take? And sometimes that step might be as simple as letting go of a belief that is no longer serving you today. Perhaps you won't let something you experienced in your past define you today, or something you witnessed or something somebody said to you to continue to be your story. I had an example of this recently when I was at school. I wasn't very good at all in home economics, as they called it, and it was basically cooking with a posh title as far as I was concerned. No matter what they gave me to cook, whether it was a boiled egg or plum jam or anything else, it never seemed to work. And I remember my cookery teacher at school actually saying to me that she wasn't going to put me forward for any exams, not GCSEs or CSEs, nothing at all, because I was such a bad cook. And at the time, I didn't think it affected me as much as it did. But over the years, whenever people were making cakes or there was some sort of dinner party, I was held back. I always felt as if whatever I was going to contribute wasn't good enough. And then last year, I learned a great deal about food preservation. I grow lots of vegetables, so it makes a lot of sense for me to learn how to preserve the fruits and the vegetables that I grow. And I would gift some of these fruits and vegetables or preserves to people, and they started to compliment me. And I thought, well, how strange, because those compliments don't fit with the image of myself as a cook that I picked up from that teacher when I was 13. I've got no negativity towards her. It was one of those lines. I mean, she was probably absolutely right to tell me that I was really rubbish. But actually, I was only 13 and a half, and I didn't get a lot of chance to cook at home. Whereas all these years later, after learning to cook and then cooking for my family and my friends over all these years, I kind of developed a few recipes that I'm very confident in, and I've built on those recipes. And so it was only, God, must have been just a few weeks ago that I thought, do you know what? Do I need to let that still be my story? Do I actually need to accept that something somebody said so many years ago, nearly 50 years ago, should still be the story that I hold inside of myself? So what if I chose to accept that, although that was my story, that it's no longer potentially relevant to where I am now, because actually I want to make a tangible change in my life, and therefore if I choose to accept that though that was me, it's no longer me, then think of the potential that that could bring and the shift that it will apply to my energy field. Acceptance releases you and lets you go, and it's what helps you connect with whatever is potential for you and accessible for you if you will let go of that story or that piece of baggage that's holding on to you. Yes, you heard that right. The stories and the baggage hold on to you. It's not that you hold on to them. It's like this, these stories and this baggage, they sort of latch onto you and they won't let you move. And I don't want to be caught up by that anymore. And I would urge you to make that same choice. Don't leave yourself caught up and held back. You can choose. You don't have to deny. I'm not going to deny that the teacher told me at the age of 13 and a half that I was a pretty rubbish cook, because I probably was. But at my age now, with all the experience I have, with the compliments I receive, should I choose to be held back by that anymore? Reflection is another key theme that's shaping this phase of 2025. It works hand in hand, I think, with acceptance. Your energy field is showing you what your next right step is. It's a subtle nudge, an invitation to change your vibration in your manifestation field. Sometimes the reflection can feel challenging, like when a reoccurring issue keeps coming up despite your best efforts to try and move past it. Other times it feels affirming, like when you notice that the work you've done is starting to ripple out in more positive ways. Both kinds of reflection are equally valuable. Both are here to help you. So, for example, you might notice that certain patterns are showing up in your interactions with others. Certain patterns might be showing up with the self-speak that you have with yourself. So, for example, if we go back to my cooking example, if I keep telling myself, keep reminding myself of the words that the teacher told me when I was 13 and a half, that keeps telling me what a rubbish cook I am. I don't have to choose to hear that voice anymore. And if, when people compliment me for anything that I have cooked, I don't hear that, but what I hear is the teacher's voice. Can you see? What's the pattern that's reoccurring? What is it that I am cycling in? If there is something about my cooking that is a message for navigating forward, and I'll be honest with you, I have no idea why that would be, then what I'm prepared to do is say, okay then, well, this is a theme that seems to be coming up. I don't yet know why it's relevant, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to silence the voice from like 1973 or when it was, and instead I'm going to listen to the voices of 2025 instead. And when people are paying me a compliment for my food, or I'm experimenting with my nutrition, what I'm going to hear inside of my head is, this is good, this is nutritious, this is healing, this is wonderful for your health, rather than what the teacher would have said to me back in 1973, which was, I was probably going to poison someone, or nobody would want to eat my food, that it somehow didn't taste the way it was intended to, or it didn't work out the way people were expecting. So this is something I'm actually working with at the moment. And though it may seem like a really small and potentially even insignificant example, it's something I'm working with. If you're finding that people around you are open and supportive, then you will find that it's probably because you're being open and supportive. If you find that people around you are being really responsive and thoughtful, you'll find it's because there's something inside of you that's being thoughtful and responsible. If you put your heart and soul into something that you make, then you will find that the people around you will put their heart and soul into something that they make for you. The key with this style of reflection is to approach it with a kind of curiosity rather than a judgment. What's showing up? What's showing up in your life? What's appearing right now? What might it be pointing you towards? Can you adjust towards that? Even if you don't know why you're navigating towards it, if it feels like it might hold some sort of benefit for you, then follow it. Follow that lead. These reflections, they're not a criticism. They're not intended to overwhelm you or even to ask you to do anything that really you don't want to do. They're actually guidance systems. They're guiding you towards what's most beneficial. And I think it's how your guides and spiritual mentors are working with you. So this phase of 2025 is about using the tools of acceptance and reflection to adjust your energy field so that your energy field can be much more easily navigated towards whatever is waiting for you open-armed in the future of 2025. So there's no need to rush or force anything. You don't suddenly have to grab a journal and start writing everything down. Just sit with it. Watch for patterns. Focus then on taking small, meaningful steps that feel right for you. You can't get this wrong. Start with what's right in front of you and then choose what's one thing you can do today that's going to support your growth and your well-being. How are you responding rather than reacting? I think for those who are already feeling the acceleration of the energy that's around, it can actually be really helpful for you to check in with yourself regularly like this as well. This acceptance and reflection is talking to you. You've already been responding to it, but you may not have realised it. Don't forget, these shifts are happening all around you. The planet's undertaking its own transformation. She's purging her land masses. She's cleansing and renewing. And you're being asked to do the same. Offload whatever has corrupted the innocence in your energy field. Then cleanse it and renew it. Stride forward more confidently. So whether it's environmental or societal or communal or anything else in the collective energies, working with whatever is inside of you and then also finding that you're called to work with the collective energies at the same time, that can feel really heavy. But just as the earth is shedding what no longer serves her, we're all being given the opportunity to release what's weighing us all down. This is more about releasing and healing and navigating forward than anything else. It's about doing it individually and collectively. And every small step, every small contribution we make, that then moves us all forward and it contributes to the benefit of all of the communal consciousness. I do think that this part of 2025 feels like a real chance to step into something new. It's not about rushing ahead, though. I'm just taking it at the pace it wants to go. I don't need to figure it all out all at once. I'm just showing up for myself, and I would invite you to do the same. Show up for yourself one moment at a time and do it with honesty and intention. That is a navigation. And if you realise you're drifting off course, don't give yourself a hard time. The most important thing is that you've noticed that you've drifted off course. And then when you've realised that you've drifted off course, you can use acceptance and reflection to steer yourself back on course again. Be gentle with yourself. Change like this doesn't have to be dramatic to be meaningful. So even the smallest shifts can create that kind of right ripple in your energy field. Trust where you are. Trust that the energy of this moment is here to support you and to help you and guide you, no matter what your journey looks like right now. That's it for another show. I'm so glad you joined me here for the Future Self Energetic Show on UK Health Radio this week. I present the Future Self Energetic Show every week on UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you again soon. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy fields, you can only up-level. Focus then on improving the quality of your energy field all the time, whenever you can, because it does have the potential to positively change everything. You can find out more about me, my Future Self Energetics Therapy, and my courses at my website, www.themasterenergist.com. And while you're there, check out the link to my private members area on Patreon. You've asked me to create a space where I can share exclusive content with my community, sharing energetics information, updates and insights, all within the private membership community. And this is information that I won't share anywhere else. And I'd love to invite you to join my community. The link is on www.themasterenergist.com. I look forward to seeing you there. And of course, connecting with you again for my next Future Self Energetic Show here on UK Health Radio as well. I'll really look forward to it. Always thinking about you. Love to you and yours. Bye-bye.